As they begin the starting lineups here in the tip-off from Charleston. First for the Silver Streaks of Galesburg, and one of the guard positions, Dalton Davis, a 6-foot junior averaging 9.3 points per game. And another guard, Brandon Thompson, a 6-foot junior averaging 9.1 points per game. Garrett Williams going to get the start tonight ahead of Ryan McElmurray, who will play. Williams, a 6-foot junior averaging 5 points per game. The two tall slash forwards, the big man, Chad Thompson, 6'6 junior averaging 7.4 points per game. And Victor Davis, 6'5 senior, averaging 20.5 points per game. Galesburg, 59 a game on offense, giving up 53.5 on defense. For Charleston, they have three averaging a double figures in their starting lineup. One of the guards, point guard Joey Miller, he's the leader, 18 points per ball game. Jason Lord, a 6-foot senior, averaging 5.7 a game. The third guard, Brad Wheeler, at 12.7 a game, a 6-foot, 1-inch senior. The two forwards are seniors. Dylan Dottie, the coach's son, a 6'4 forward, senior forward, at 5.8 points per game. And a good one, Taylor Need, big kid, 6'5 senior, averaging 11.8 points per game. Charleston putting up about 58 points per game on offense and defensively giving up 56, an enrollment of 849. So you go from last night in Edwardsville, an enrollment of about 2,500, Galesburg's enrollment 1,426, to a Charleston team with an enrollment of 849. And again, on their home floor, they are going to be very tough to beat. Their head coach, Seth Dottie, it's in his eighth year head coaching, but he's been here for 21 years, coach girls basketball. He's been around, a Southern Illinois native. And doing a nice job here. He's had some nice runs. They beat Florida and Mattoon in their first two games, lost to Breeze Central and Effingham St. Anthony in the next two. Then they won against Paris Newton, lost to Olney and Salem, and then beat Taylorville. Jumping center against Victor Davis is Taylor Need. Charleston in the whites with the red and yellow, very, very similar to Rock Island's jerseys. Galesburg in the black with the white trim and white numerals. Ball is tipped up in the air, and Charleston wins the tip. In the backcourt, it goes to Joey Miller, their point guard. Goes out on the left side to Lord, who drives the baseline, kicks it off to a short jumper to their big boy inside. Dottie missed the shot. Chad Thompson had it for a moment, then it was tipped out of his hands, and a foul is called underneath. And I think it's on Thompson, Chad Thompson. Got to come clean with those rebounds. Chad picks up his first of the game after basically losing the basketball. So it goes as a board and a turnover. And Charleston, another crack just underway here at Baker Gymnasium at Charleston High School. The only game we'll play here. Inside, the pass goes to Need. Back up top to go with it. No-look feed inside by Miller. Not a good pass. Throws it away. Victor Davis in transition. He's bumped right all the way to the basket on the floor. The foul's called. So Galesburg will get it out of bounds.
Now, Victor Davis has the potential to be the difference maker in this game. Last night, I won't say he was neutralized because he had a real good go of it against Edwardsville, but against that big front line, tough going. But here he's a man among boys, and we may see him have a big game.
Chad Thompson in the corner, left side, drains a three, his 19th of the season, and Galesburg on top 3-0, 7:20 to go first quarter. Out on the right wing with it, Jason Lord. He has it now, averages about 6 a game. Doesn't get to the free throw line much. Just one free throw so far on the season. Miller down the lane, taking a charge. Great job, Chad Thompson, to force the foul and turnover. Number 2 on Charleston.
Silver Streaks have the misfortune, if you want to call it that, of being the only team to have to play Charleston on their home court. The rest of the game's over at Eastern Illinois University, but we've got the home court advantage clearly here for Charleston, although not a big turnout for this one, Mike.
No.
I guess a lot of people still working on a weekday between the holidays, and so that does help. The crowd is not that loud.
Huge foul as Wheeler picked up his second. A 13-a-game scorer is out of the game, and they bring in substitute Evan Clark, a 6'3 junior. So they're in a 2-3 zone. They're going to test Galesburg's shooting ability. Coach Dottie talked about playing some zone against Taylorville. Figured he might. Brandon Thompson. Here's Chad. Another three right side. In and out it goes. Ball tipped loose on the floor and picked up by Taylor Need. It just spun out on him. And Galesburg maintains a 3-0 lead. 6:39 to go first quarter. Up top. Ball fake. Getting inside and shooting a pretty floater in there. Joey Miller inside the paint.
Miller's a player, and he should be. His dad is the coach at Eastern Illinois University.
Victor Davis kicks it off to Brandon Thompson. Did not catch it clean. Does come up with the basketball on the right wing. Thought about a shot. Goes up top. Now to Dalton Davis. Left wing, Chad Thompson. Chad Thompson holding it above his head. Skips it across to Brandon Thompson. He's covered up for a three on the right wing. Back up top, Garrett Williams. High post, that's where he wanted. Victor Davis, he's covered up, double-teamed, in fact. Left baseline, Chad Thompson underneath. Tried to get it over to Victor Davis. He threw it loose and throws it away. Got to take that shot.
Yep.
Charleston back the other way. Miller's shot up close and good. Turnover leads to a bucket by Miller and Charleston's first lead of the game, 4-3, 5:55 to go. The zone caused a little bit of trouble for Galesburg. Getting spacing is an issue right now. Garrett Williams just lost the ball on the baseline. Ball faked and it left his hands. Again, those are the things you can't do. Not just picking on him, but good teams don't do that.
Well, the baseline is there. We've seen two occasions. Williams' head fake went for it that time. The time before, Chad Thompson gets the position inside at 6'6". Chad has got to learn to take that ball up. He can't just be a three-point shooter. He does a nice job out there, but at 6'6", he's got to give us a little play inside.
And Miller just buried a three. Step back dribble over Chad Thompson. He's got all seven Charleston points, and they lead it 7-3. Galesburg's Brandon Thompson, three on the baseline right side. No good. And the rebound taken out by Taylor Need. I don't like the start of this game at all. Charleston with the lead, the momentum. Miller, all seven of their points, guarded by Dalton Davis, man-to-man. Down on the baseline, left side. They give it to Clark, who's in the game. Inside, shot block, late whistle. And Taylor Need's going to the free throw line. Either Victor Davis or Chad Thompson down there to get him. Chad Thompson, he picks up his second foul, and he's going to have to come out of the game. Ryan Ricketts will make his first appearance, so a little bit more beef down there.
Ryan,
probably need it.
Who got the start last night, did a good job, not able to give us many points, but able to hold some of those big Edwardsville players at least in their spots. He will get in today, and he's just kind of getting himself into basketball shape, too, after football. He didn't get much playing time here in the early part of the season, but starting to get more minutes now.
Need made the first free throw, going for his second. He made them both shoot 67% from the line, and a 7-0 run by Charleston. They lead it 9-3. It was a 3-2 Galesburg lead.
Ooh, bad,
and they
bad.
Just stole the ball as Galesburg commits turnover number four, a poor start so far.
Yeah, Brandon got a little sloppy with that one.
It's Miller driving right baseline, pull-up jumper, fading away, missed that shot, inside position as Doughty grabbed the rebound, Victor Davis on his back, and Galesburg now not blocking out either, and Doughty is fouled by Victor Davis.
Yeah, I groaned not only because we give up an offensive rebound, but you knew they were going to get Victor on the back that time,
Mike
too.
Reynolds just popped the bleacher. He's got to be furious. I don't blame him. This is just a terrible start right now. 9-3 Charleston, a 5-4 team in a small school conference. I mean, you got to play better basketball. On the left baseline, they go up top from Need to the new guy in the game. Need gets it back up top. Look out. Miller, he wants to pull the trigger every opportunity. Garrett Williams there to stop him, and now he's got to throw it away. Skipped it across on the opposite wing and threw it over Dottie's head.
Yeah, real nice defense by Galesburg that time. We'll see a little change of the guard spot. Maybe we can't, when McElmurray comes in here a little later in the game, we'll be quicker, and maybe we can force a few more turnovers.
1-2-2 press, three-quarter court by Charleston. Galesburg breaks it up top. Dalton Davis. Dalton Davis really needing to come out and have a good game. He has not hit double figures in a long time. And really like to see him kind of take over a little bit like he was able to do last year. Right side, three by Brandon Thompson. No. Rebound, Garrett Williams put back. Nice play, Garrett Williams on the weak side, lays it in. Good offensive board and bucket from him.
Yeah, you mentioned Dalton Davis. He just couldn't get a shot off last night.
No, he was covered.
He did penetrate and get a few, but out on the perimeter, the guard was much bigger than him, and he had to handle the ball most of the night.
Shot, no, and a foul as Brandon Thompson fouled the shooter, who is a scorer, there is no doubt, Joey Miller. And Miller's going to shoot two free throws as Brandon Thompson's first. Galesburg's fourth, 3:55 to go in the first quarter.
If you're listening last night, we didn't have Ryan McElmurray basically at two guards. Well, then Brandon Thompson picked up a couple of fouls and had to sit down. So Dalton Davis had to do the bulk of the ball handling, and he was too busy doing that to spend much time trying to score. His first free throw from Miller is good.
He's a 90% free throw shooter.
Was that a coach's son
just
or what?
Just a pure shooter. 8 points out of, he's got eight of Charleston's 10. Why even not put it on the board yet?
Yeah, you don't see many coaches' sons shooting 50% because when the boy comes home, he doesn't eat till he's till he makes a bunch of free throws probably.
Why are they giving him one shot? They didn't put up the first free throw. They did give him one free throw. It must have been a lane violation of some sort.
Never heard a whistle.
No, there's the second point. They're just slow on the board.
Turnover.
11-5 turnover. Galesburg already their fifth. Charleston a six-point lead with the basketball. Miller top of the key, guarded by Davis. Goes over to the right wing into the hands of Lord. Inside, fadeaway jumper. Pretty touch by Taylor Need. He's got four. 8-point Charleston lead. 13-5, 3.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Galesburg then just threw it away again. This is just awful basketball right now. Six turnovers.
Dalton dribbled that one off his legs and out of bounds. We've had some unforced errors. Doesn't seem like the focus quite as good
no,
as it was. I think
no
last night they knew what they were up against, and they were really intense and played a solid game, even in a loss. This one doesn't seem to quite have the have their focus as much early.
They better be careful. They're going to find themselves down a bunch here in a moment. If they are not careful, and they won't come back. Daugherty, a three up top. Yep, 16-5. I think it's time for a timeout, and somebody needs to get talked to. Doughty, a three. He's averaging 11.8, and they have opened up a 16-5 lead. Victor Davis inside, missed the shot. Powers back up to the goal and made it. Hey, he touched the ball. That's the first time that's happened in a while. His first bucket, 16-7. In the pregame, he said Victor Davis has to touch the ball a lot. That's the second time he's touched it in this game. They're not getting him the ball. Up top, Miller with the basketball. Step back three over Victor. Swished another one from 30, seemingly 30 feet, 23 feet away. Miller is just tearing it up.
Afraid of playing them on their home court. They're comfortable shooting here, probably
Boy.
Much more so than it would have been over at Eastern Illinois University.
He has a dozen in the first quarter already. Victor Davis has it, kicks it up top. Garrett Williams fires high arching three, missed it off the soft rim, and the rebound yanked out of there by Doughty. And just kind of a quiet gym right now as Charleston in charge, 19-7, 2:15 to go in the first quarter. Down low, the pass goes to Need. Fadeaway jumper, missed it, went in and out on him, and Ricketts grabs the rebound off the floor. Four Galesburg rebounds, four for Charleston. Victor running the floor and swatted away as Taylor Need just said, get that out of here, and it was picked up by Doughty off the block. If that don't wake you up, nothing will. Jate baseline jumper, puts it through. Taylor Need on the left side, and Charleston about to blow Galesburg out, 21-7.
Nice assist from Miller to set up that short jumper.
And a terrible pass to Victor Davis on the right side, stolen away. Seven Galesburg turnovers, 21-7. Trojans lead, a minute 35 to go in the first quarter. Mike Reynolds has lost the coat, and he is just pretty much pacing over there like he's about to explode. Off a screen, pull-up jumper by Miller. He's human, he missed it. Offensive rebound by Need. Nobody blocked him out. Driving inside, scoop pass to Need. Short jumper baseline, hits the floor, got it over Ricketts. Need now with eight the first quarter, 23-7. Charleston, long jumper, a brick by Dalton Davis, no good. On one pass, lowered the rebound. Charleston looking to blow Galesburg out, 23-7, a minute five to go in the first quarter. Very frustrating. Man-to-man defense by the Streaks. Miller with it, down on the right baseline. He hands it off to Evan Clark. Inside, they try to get it in there, driving baseline, kicking it out. Up top, look out, three ball, good. Miller again, third three of the quarter. 17 points, 26-7 Charleston. Shot good by Dalton Davis and a foul. Stops what was a 7-0 run and just domination by Charleston. Need picked up the foul, third on Charleston. Davis's first bucket of the game and a three-point opportunity with 42 seconds to go first quarter. A substitution as they'll bring in Alex Schick. What a big game against Taylorville.
Hey, you 26-9,
good, my goodness.
Even though they're a little bit smaller school, you play them on their home court. They're very disciplined. They've got a great shooter and leader and a big guy down low, and that's really all it takes. And we've seen plenty of both of those guys in this first quarter. I don't think Charleston continually can be as good as they have been through this first quarter, nor will we be as bad. But the question is now, can we climb our way back from this 26-9 hole we've got ourselves in the first period?
Dalton Davis, 58% free throw shooter, made the free throw, has 3 points in the game, 26-10 Charleston. And a 19-point lead, their biggest of the game, and they just turned it over. That helps. They have four. And Galesburg with 49 seconds in the first quarter, down 16. We'll try to inch a little closer against a 2-3 zone by Charleston. Right wing, it is a skip over to the left side. McElmurray has checked into the game for the Streaks. Back over on the right wing to Dalton Davis. Up top, Brandon Thompson. Back to Dalton Davis. Thought about the three. Instead goes up top, Brandon Thompson. Pretty much wide open for three. Short-armed it, no good. Rebound off the floor to Ryan Ricketts. No confidence with the shot at all. Out of bounds, tipped out by Charleston off the hands of Jason Lord.
Allen, again, we had everybody touch the ball except Victor Davis on that possession, too.
Brandon, out of the ball game. He is. Just no confidence on his shot. Line drived it, and Garrett Williams back in. So it's Garrett Williams, Ryan McElmurray, Dalton Davis, Victor Davis, and Ryan Ricketts on the floor. Streaks down 16 with 25 seconds to go first quarter. A long way to go and a lot of work to do to get back in. Dalton Davis, three on the right side, air ball. Rebound to Doughty, his fourth of the game. And slowly walking it up is Miller. of Charleston. He has been unbelievable in the first quarter. Almost has his season average in a quarter. Spinning around, inside, no-look pass, taken away. Garrett Williams came up with it. Back the other way, Victor, pull-up jumper, right elbow. Nice touch by Victor Davis, his second bucket of the quarter, 26-12. Galesburg inching a little closer. And the end of the first quarter, thank goodness, has come. Charleston 26, Galesburg 12. Back with the second quarter in a moment. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
When I step onto your farm, I am dedicated to serving you. I will offer only the best seed for your farm. I represent a national brand that focuses its research on your success. I am Dyna-Grow.
When you choose Dyna-Grow Seed and CPS, you can be sure that you're getting the best seed for your farm. I'm Kevin Devlin with CPS in Oneida. Call me at 221-7454.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by...
Where do you turn for legal advice? Choosing an attorney should be more than a trip to the Yellow Pages. For bankruptcy, divorce, personal injury, estate planning, or a criminal case, get experienced legal representation. Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham, attorneys at law. 139 South Cherry Street, Galesburg.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Galesburg with the ball to start the second quarter, down 26-12, 2-3 zone again by Charleston. Their leading scorer, Joey Miller, 15 points in the first quarter. McElmurray over to Garrett Williams. He's going to have to hit some shots in this game. He fades away, doesn't follow it, missed it long. He's got to follow a shot. Lord gets the rebound. He never follows, and there's so many opportunities to follow and get extra points or opportunities. Up top, Lord or Miller with it, and he is bumped by McElmurray. McElmurray commits his first. It is team foul number five on Galesburg. Charleston has three.
Got work to do on both ends of the court after Charleston shot nearly 70%.
Oh, my gosh.
Can't let that continue. Doubt that they had some fresh legs, so it probably won't be that good. But then on the offensive end, like you said, we've not done things well there either.
Wide open three. Victor Davis let the man sneak right underneath him, and laying it in was Alex Schick. Victor just stood there. Schick made him pay. 28-12 Charleston. I've not seen one guy block out yet. Skip pass to Victor, who tried to save it from going out of bounds. McElmurray throws it away. This time, eight turnovers. I don't have anything positive to say right now, so I'm just going to, I guess, just shut up.
You can't do that. You're the play-by-play guy.
Oh, my goodness. This is awful. Up top with it is Miller on the right wing. Lord with it. Dribbles up top of the key. They'll swing it around. Schick. Baseline, Miller out to Lord. Steps inside the three-point line. Missed it short. Rebound, Ryan McElmurray. And a long pass up top. Dalton Davis, left-hand move to the basket is good. Dalton with five. That was a nice transition opportunity there, and he took advantage. 14-point Charleston lead, Galesburg in a 1-2-2 press. Three-quarter court, they'll pick him up. Lord at the half court, crossover dribble. Gets it down on the baseline to Schick. Schick, a 6'5 player. Up top, Lord thought about a three. Hands it off to Miller. Miller dribbling around up top with McElmurray on him. Gets a little space. Fall-away jumper hits the floor. No good. Lord, the offensive rebound. They get another chance. On the right side, three ball. Good by Evan Clark. Offensive rebound, and they made him pay. 31-14. Charleston lead. 6.5 minutes to go, first half. Davis with it. Top of the key. Right wing, McElmurray. McElmurray penetrates. Victor Davis, three on the right baseline. In and out it goes. And the rebound to Lord. And here he comes in transition. All the way to the basket. Contact, no foul called. Ryan Ricketts comes away with a rebound. Good no call there. Either way, it could have went. Dalton Davis with it now, left of his circle. He's driving to the baseline, and a bump, and underneath, trying to get there to block the shot was Need, but a foul on the floor. It'll be Charleston's fourth as a team. And they're going to get a guy back into the game, Wheeler, with two fouls.
Charleston mixing up their defenses, using that half-court trap effectively after a make. Making us throw the ball all the way from one corner of the half court to the other. Forced a couple of turnovers. We've got Victor Davis clear out in the corner, shot that three. Not that he can't make a three, but again, against a team like this, you got to have Victor in the middle getting some things done. We've just been out of sync offensively the whole first quarter plus. It is 31-14. Looks bad on the scoreboard, but we were behind Quincy by this much and came back and made it a game. And Quincy's probably a better team than Charleston, so it's not hopeless, but we've got to wake up here pretty quick.
Ball inbounded to Ryan Ricketts out on the left wing. Bounce inside to Victor. Fakes, gets a guy in the air, and then he's double-teamed. Comes away from the double-team. Right-hand floating shot in the lane. No good. Gets his own rebound, so another opportunity for the Streaks. Up top, Ryan McElmurray almost loses the ball. Over to Garrett Williams, right wing. Skips it across Victor on the left wing. He'll step back, shoot the three, air ball. Rebound off the floor. Good fight by Dalton Davis, fighting Doughty. It goes off of Dalton, and Mike Reynolds just throws his hands up in the air. And he's getting Brandon Thompson back into the ballgame and Chad Thompson back in. He's just disgusted. I can see it. And going out is Garrett Williams and Ryan Ricketts. 31-14 Charleston. Galesburg picking up full court press. 5:46 to go first half.
What a game we saw prior to this with the Charleston and Galesburg girls. They really had at it for four full quarters before Charleston stayed undefeated. What a game.
89-83. Wide open jumper for three on the right baseline put up by Clark. No good. Good thing for that. McElmurray the rebound inside. Dalton Davis strong to the goal. Hits the deck. No foul called. Need the rebound. His fourth. Their two post players are grabbing every rebound. Mike Reynolds telling his defense to get back and pick somebody up. 31-14. The Trojans the lead. 5:15 to go in the first half. Got to get this thing whittled down to eight to really have a chance. Down the lane and a traveling violation on Miller. Made a swift move, but picked up the pivot foot, and they commit turnover number six.
Just their first of the second quarter. Fortunately, in the first quarter, they were a little sloppy at times with five turnovers. Otherwise, they didn't do much wrong. Galesburg still a big mountain to climb here. 31-14.
2-1-2 pressure, and then they fall back in a 2-3. Victor Davis, Chad Thompson with it down on the left baseline. He's got nothing up top. Brandon Thompson, right wing. Dalton Davis back to Brandon. Inside, Victor faking. He'll go to the basket. Shot good. That was a beautiful move around Need. And Victor with his third field goal has 6, 31-16. Got to get some turnovers here. Most of Charleston's turnovers unforced. And there's one of them as Miller falls down. McElmurray to the basket. Stripped away. Good defense by Wheeler to just pick McElmurray's. Well, he's going up to the basket and stripped it away. Timeout, Charleston. Full timeout, 4:36 to go in the second quarter. We'll take the break as well. Streaks on the wrong end of the 31-16 score. Charleston leads. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy a present? Oh, my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill? What the?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Pick up the new red WGIL button today at a participating sponsor. For details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
Galesburg, a ton of work to do. 4:36 to go first half. Charleston opened up a 26-12 lead in the first quarter, exploding on offense, specifically Joey Miller, their junior point guard, coach's son, and averaging 18 a game. He had 15 in the first quarter. Galesburg playing a little better, down 15, and with the ball, McElmurray underneath his own basket. Charleston has been very aggressive, and Galesburg's not solved the 2-3 defense. Ball is to Brandon Thompson, just a terrible pass to the left wing, and then he goes up to try and tip the ball and smacks into a Charleston player, commits his second foul, and his head's not in the game. That's all there is to it. He's just not there. Mike Reynolds walks to the end of his bench. He doesn't know what to do, whether to take him out of the game. Six-team foul on Galesburg, but without Brandon Thompson, this is going to be a tough fight. Tough game to win. Full court pressure here, having some problem. Lord, ooh, he tipped it off of Dalton Davis's leg. Dalton Davis didn't like the call, but we're right in front of it. It was clearly off of him. So Lord right in front of us. Just we're a step above him on the balcony, I guess you could call it, the second deck. Charleston gets it across. Doughty with it inside through a terrible pass. It needs feet. Up top, long three. Wheeler missed it over the back. Not called, and look who fouled it, Lord. Need and Davis were battling for the basketball. Lord came away with it. His first bucket has five rebounds, 33-16. Charleston, McElmurray with it. Left baseline. Then a pass is tipped into the Charleston bench. Out of bounds. It'll stay with the street. Down 17. Their biggest deficit, 19 at 26-7. 4:08 to go in the first half. Victor Davis with it right baseline. Skips it across. Chad Thompson left baseline. Up top, Brandon Thompson. He'll shoot the three. Short. He just cannot buy a basket right now. Donnie the rebound, his fifth to go with the three in the first quarter. Long pass, what a feed. Need would have dunked it. Had anybody been there or not been there, Wheeler tipped it on a tip pass to Need. And he laid it in. He's got 10, and Charleston back up to a 19-point lead, 35-16. Dalton Davis trying to maneuver through traffic, does. Shot with the left hand, no good. Need one and done. This guy is tough.
He is.
That's a big kid right there. 35-16, Charleston dominating this game. Up top, Lord, three on the way. It's long, and it's the guy wire or the wire on top of the basket to Galesburg.
Glad he didn't hit that. All chances would have probably been done in this game. Not that we're in very good shape down 19, but if he hits that, Trey.
Boy, Mike Reynolds just lit into Brandon Thompson a minute ago. Yeah. He did something. He was not happy, and he is letting him have it some more on the end of the bench.
Charleston just executes really well.
He may not play him again.
Their big kid plays really, really hard. I mean, you can be big, but then he just plays with so much confidence up there around the rim.
Victor Davis, free throw line area jumper, faded away, did not get it to fall down. Need his sixth rebound to go with 10 points. Clearly outplaying Victor Davis in this game. Victor held his own for a while yesterday. Miller, beautiful crossover in the lane. Shot no good. Going to get an over-the-back call on Wheeler, and that'll be his third once they officially signal it, and there it is. So Wheeler had his second foul with 51 seconds to go, or 51 seconds into the game. Gets number three at the 3:03 mark of the second quarter, and they've done the damage without him on the floor for the most part, dominating this game.
Well, Charleston very athletic, and the Silver Streaks are a team that really relies outside of Victor Davis on the three-point shot. And when we're not hitting those, we're just in a lot of trouble.
McElmurray, pull-up jumper, left elbow, no good. Does get his own rebound. Thought Victor was going down. He threw it away. Nine turnovers. Charleston basketball up 19 with 2:44 to go in the first half. Miller with the top of the key guarded by McElmurray. He's trying to stay with Miller. A lot of dribbling down to the baseline. Forces the contact. Missed the shot. They were not going to bail him out. And Victor Davis pulls his third rebound down. In transition, Garrett Williams. Dalton Davis, nice play. Williams to Davis. Davis with 7 points in the first half, 35-18. Trojans the lead, 2:20 to go, first half. That was a nice break by the Streaks. Out there with the basketball, their guy off the bench, Evan Clark, who had a three earlier. He's had a nice half. He's up top, fakes the three, puts it on the floor, kicks it over. Miller, three, high-arching shot over. McElmurray drained it. Joey
falling
Miller.
Down. I thought maybe he'd get a foul call, too. That's what he was trying for as he knocks the ball into the stands.
18 points for Miller, 38-18 Charleston. Biggest lead of the game at the 159 mark of the first half. They have just been red hot. Galesburg just three hoops in this quarter, two of them by Dalton Davis. He has it top of the key, right side, Garrett Williams. He'll let fly, not close with the three.
Our
and the rebound to Dottie.
Just
it's just
disaster.
Awful with the trying to fight this zone. It's just nothing. They're going to get beat by 30 if they keep this up.
Well, and I mean, you know, this for the rest of the season, too, we can't just stand out there and
launch threes.
We don't even shoot them that well, so we've got to get some movement in that offense.
There's a three for them by Lord. It's good on the left baseline. Chad Thompson doesn't get there. Lord with five in the quarter. Blowout City, 41-18. Charleston on top. Here's another three by Garrett Williams. Missed it. Rebound to Evan Clark. This thing has gotten away from the Streaks and then some. 1:15 to go in a disastrous first half as Galesburg is getting dominated. We're going to see Brandon Thompson check in next dead ball. Down on the baseline, off of screen. Three by Miller, no good. Come on, you got to call the over the back. It was tipped out of bounds by Schick to Galesburg. 41-18. 15-6, Charleston's outscored the Streaks in the second quarter after a 26-12 first quarter. Just not much good to say right now. It's been a rough day.
Well, there are some teams that we match up with when they're real athletic. Charleston is one, reminds me of Quincy a lot. We just can't put the multidimensional athletes out there. We got a lot of guys that do one thing well but not another, and this is a team that has five guys that do all things well.
And Thompson sticks his second three of the game on the left baseline. That gets it down to a 20-point lead, 41-21 Charleston. We're talking about a defense in Galesburg. Gives up 53 points a game. Charleston already has 41. With 34 seconds to go. That's not going to get it done. Long three on the left side by Clark. No good. They like to shoot that three. Ball out of bounds, tipped by Dottie. Galesburg basketball with 27 seconds to go in the first half. That's a lot of points. They had 54 against Taylorville, which is still winless this year. Galesburg basketball, final 20 seconds of the first half. Victor Davis puts it on the floor, working on Clark. Got it to go down. Victor with eight in the first half, 41-23. Galesburg's got to force some turnovers. I don't know what the strategy is going to be at halftime, but we'll see how it works. Miller just lost the ball. Back the other way, two on two. Brandon Thompson with it right side. Pull-up jumper and a man in his face. Missed the shot. Victor Davis tipped no good. And that is the end of the first half. And Charleston housing Galesburg at Baker Gymnasium, 41-23. Want to take time to thank Galesburg, Lincoln, Mercury, Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg, providing our transportation to the Charleston Holiday Tournament at 2010 Nissan Altima. Power moonroof, push button start, power seat, CD player, lots more through January 4th. Take advantage of a $1,500 rebate or combined 1.9% 60-month financing with a $500 rebate. The Altima gets over 30 miles per gallon, excellent on gas, and a 5-year, 60,000-mile factory warranty. Galesburg, Lincoln, Mercury, Nissan. Just off the square in downtown Galesburg has 15 2010 Altimas in stock ready for delivery. At the intermission, Galesburg on the wrong end of a 41-23 score. Charleston the lead on its home court. We take the halftime break. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dickerson Photography, timeless images for you and your family, by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, and by Office Specialists Incorporated in Galesburg, Monmouth, and Kewaunee, where your office is their business.
As a mother, you keep a close eye on your family, watching over them, seeing to their needs, looking after their health. That's why OSF St. Mary Medical Center consistently recruits the best minds in healthcare, from nurses and technicians to physicians and surgeons, and why we offer not one, but 8 convenient clinics throughout the Galesburg area. Learn more online at www.osfstmary.org. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare.
This is Galesburg native and former Mercer County State's Attorney Mike Hare. Not only do Bill Butts and I have almost 60 years of combined legal experience, we also have a combined 110 years of life experience. If you want an attorney who not only knows what he's doing, but also understands how you feel, contact the Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in Galesburg, or call us at 343-9107.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at BillGaitherPhotography.com. And by Casey's Party Supplies at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg.
Did you know for $12 a month you could have renter's insurance? A shelter renter's insurance policy would protect your possessions and cover liability losses that could cost you thousands. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. Call me today, 343-2428.
This is Jeff Klink at Galesburg, Lincoln, Mercury, Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg, Lincoln, Mercury, Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg, the area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
Dr. John McClain knows that when you're diagnosed with cancer, you want a doctor to take time to educate you about your illness and the treatment options and explain the detail of chemotherapy. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McClain, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
And we'll recommend you to all our family and friends.
Wasn't that nice?
I think you skipped a page.
I don't think so.
The part where they wrote, Michelle was a joy to work with.
Okay. It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the Galesburg Orthopedic Services Halftime Report. Brought to you by Drs. Garnett, Shire, and Bussey. Getting you back into the game.
Ugly first half. Galesburg on the wrong end of a 41-23 score to Charleston. Charleston's come out and dominated. Galesburg got the first three of the game. And then from that point on, Charleston just took it to the Silver Streaks to the tune of, a 26-4 run to take a 19-point lead. Galesburg got another five from that point on, a 14-point first quarter lead for the Trojans, and then outscored Galesburg 15-11 in the third quarter, had a 20-point lead on two different occasions at minute 59 to go at 38-18 and then 41-21 before Galesburg got the last bucket of the half. So an 18-point deficit. Miserably disappointing. Seven threes in the first half for Charleston. 41 points. Galesburg gives up 53.5 on the season. And Joey Miller, 18 points in the first half. And then Charleston, 4 of 4 from the line. Gaelsburg against the 2-3 zone. One free throw attempt and one make. And the stats brought to you by attorneys Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham at GaelsbergLaw.com.
Got to watch out for those college coaches' sons.
Boy.
Well, last time, I remember playing against Macomb when both the Margenthaler kids were there, and they were both just scoring machines when Jack Margenthaler was the coach down at Western. And, of course, we had our own college coach's son with Terry Glasgow and his son Steve playing on that team that went to state that year. And, you know, these kids are pretty well schooled. And Charleston led by Miller. I mean, the rest of the team has played well, but he's been the leader of that bunch. Let's take a look at the team stats. Charleston 50% from the field, 15 out of 30. They cooled off in the second quarter, hit just 6 of 17. Silver Streaks 10 of 32, so we're getting a lot of shots off, just not a lot in, 31% for the half. Gaelsburg being out-rebounded 20 to 15 at the break in this one, and the turnover count just about even, 9 to 8. Gaelsburg on the high side with a 9 total. Charleston not spending much time in the locker room. You might have heard it when they left the court. They were some fired up. They were hollering as they came off the court. As you said, Mike, a lot of times 41 is a game total for this team. They
Absolutely.
Got 41 at the half. They got to be feeling real good about themselves.
Yeah, you look at their numbers, 67, 69, 49, 48, 71, 54, 43, 66, and 54. So, yeah, they may be playing their very best game of the season right now. Halftime report brought to you by Craddy Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. The halftime show brought to you by Gaelsburg Orthopedic Services. Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey getting you back in the game. Boy, let's hope for a much better second half. We'll bring it to you next. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Lock your keys in your car, have engine trouble, or run out of gas? You can't predict what might happen while you're out on the road. With Pekin Insurance roadside rescue coverage from Craddy Insurance in Gaelsburg, you will have peace of mind service 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Call Craddy Insurance today for more details about why you should have this. One call does it all, roadside rescue claim service from Pekin Insurance. You'll put your mind at ease.
Hi, this is Jeff and Lori from Kohl's Diamond Gallery.
Some places want to fool you with the illusion of great values, but what they don't tell you is that the quality has suffered dramatically.
Lori and I take a lot of pride in every piece of merchandise in our store. We hand select every diamond, which means you'll never find anything less than the finest quality.
Come and let the Kohl's Diamond Gallery family take care of you. We will make sure you're satisfied with your purchase and guarantee you'll want to visit us again.
Kohl's Diamond Gallery, 54 South Seminary, downtown Gaelsburg. Forever starts here.
With a Guardian automatic home standby generator from Gaelsburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about blackouts. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of an outage. Guardian generators don't require extension cords, the mess and smell of gasoline, or prior planning. For less than the cost of a central air conditioning unit or a plasma TV, you can have peace of mind of your own 24/7 with your own personal power plant next to your home. For your Guardian automatic home standby generator, call the generator experts at Gaelsburg Electric. The electricity experts, Gaelsburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Gaelsburg.
Dr. Thomas Patterson performs a no-scalpel vasectomy, a technique done through a tiny puncture instead of incisions. It's less traumatic, shortens recovery time, and typically takes less than 30 minutes. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McLean, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
Even when you know you need legal advice, you might find yourself hesitant to contact a lawyer. It doesn't matter how you got where you are. What matters is getting you where you need to be. Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham, attorneys at law, 139 South Cherry Street in Gaelsburg, and on the web at GaelsbergLaw.com.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Turner Prescription, where they strive to get you in and out in 15 minutes or less. Sunshine continuing this afternoon with the highs in the mid-20s. Cloudy tonight with a low of 16. Temperatures could rise slowly after midnight. Wednesday, snow likely, maybe 2 inches, high of 32. Light snow accumulation Wednesday night, low 26. Chance of morning snow showers New Year's Eve and a high of 29. Right now it's 26 degrees at Gaelsburg Radio 14 WGIL.
The Gaelsburg girls basketball team is grabbing a couple of hours of rest, and then they'll be back at it against Taylorville at the Charleston tournament. We'll have the action starting at 4:06 here on WGIL.
41-23, Charleston the lead as we get set for the third quarter. Gaelsburg led in scoring by Victor Davis, 8 points, 5 rebounds. Dalton Davis with 7, Chad Thompson 6, and 2 for Garrett Williams. 18 for Joey Miller, 10 for Taylor Need. five for Jason Lord. Three apiece for Evan Clark. He was off the bench. Dylan Doughty, 3 points, 6 rebounds, and 2 points off the bench for Alex Schick. Galesburg will play defense in the second half. It is Ryan McElmurray getting the start over Garrett Williams in the second half. Brandon Thompson, Dalton Davis, Victor Davis, and Chad Thompson. Charleston goes with its starting five of Joey Miller, Jason Lord, Taylor Need, Dylan Doughty, and Brandon Wheeler. Wheeler with 3 fouls in the game, the only guy in any foul trouble.
Well, the question here is, have we seen Charleston's best basketball? Will they come out a little soft after building up that big 18-point lead, and will the Streaks be able to get some of it back here? First 4 minutes of this third quarter are crucial.
Need puts up a shot in the post over Thompson. Got enough defense on him to affect it and missed it. Victor Davis, the rebound. Down low, driving toward the hoop. McElmurray, wild shot, and he made it. So he took it to the basket. That's a good start. First hoop of the game for McElmurray, 41-25. So you got to chip away. You're not going to get 18 points back at once. Just make good possessions every time down the floor and play hard on the defensive end. Man-to-man defense. Up top, Brandon Thompson guarding Wheeler kid with 3 fouls. He gives it off to Miller, guarded by McElmurray. McElmurray frequently gets that assignment. Miller, an air ball shot over McElmurray. And if I'm McElmurray, honestly, I'm going to talk to him a little bit. Shot the air ball. Maybe you get into his head a little bit. Take some of that confidence away. And McElmurray, maybe you may chatter a little bit with him. You got to try anything you can.
One thing about this Galesburg team, we've been behind this year, but we have not gotten blown out. Nope. So I expect us to compete in the second half.
Victor Davis takes it back the other way and lays it in off a soft jumper, 41-27. That's as close as Galesburg's been in a while, the first two hoops of the second half. So that's the way to start it. Bringing it up is Miller. Needs some help as he got by McElmurray. Pass on the right side. Galesburg very aggressive defensively. And Mike Reynolds, no tie, no coat, stomping the foot. You can guarantee you, he lit him up at halftime. Pass inside the post, taken away. Good help by Victor Davis. Stolen away. Dalton Davis back the other way to the goal. Shot missed. Tipped up and taken off the floor by Victor Davis. They're going to get another possession. Chad Thompson with it. Left baseline. Fakes the three. Running jumper. Missed it from about 12 feet away. And the rebound went to Doughty. So it had an opportunity there. Just couldn't get it to fall. Doughty is 7th rebound of the game. Victor Davis has 7. 41-27. 6:20 to go. Third quarter. Charleston to the lead. Dalton Davis on the ball. They skip it around. Wheeler, left wing, inside Need. Victor Davis there too late. Way too late on the left block as Need has a dozen. 43-27. Galesburg trailing Charleston by a bunch. Dalton Davis with the basketball now on the left wing. Picks up his dribble. Goes way up top to Brandon Thompson between the circles. 2-3 zone. Faking inside. Fade away. Victor Davis. Tough shot. Got it up over Need. And Victor's got 4 in the quarter. A dozen in the game. 43-29, full court pressure. Charleston gets it across to Wheeler at halftime. Half court, he calls timeout. We'll hang on to it right here as Galesburg, good start in the quarter, outscoring Charleston 6-2, and down 14.
I thought Coach Reynolds made a good comparison in the pregame. He said the center for Charleston, Need, reminded him of a couple of the kids from Assumption, and he really does. Same size, same strength, same assertive nature. He's got their only basket here so far in the third quarter, and he's kind of their insurance policy. If those guards start having some trouble out there, he's the guy they're going to go to when they really need a basket. That was a very brief timeout there by Charleston. They were just in the huddle for maybe 10, 12 seconds, and he sent them right back out. So whatever adjustment he needed to make, he made his point pretty quickly.
I think it was a good timeout for Galesburg, too, expending a lot of energy on the defensive end. Get them a chance to catch their breath. In fact, they do make a switch. They put Evan Clark in the game and take Wheeler, I believe, off the floor. Clark with it now, left wing. A shot for 3, airballed, though. The ball trickles out to, it is Wheeler back in the game. He shoots the 3 up top. That's a killer. Got to block him out. Wheeler, the rebound off the floor and buries a 3, 46-29. They have 8 threes in the game. 5:19 to go. Tough pass over the middle to Victor Davis, right wing. McElmurray skips it across. Brandon Thompson, 3, left wing. He is ice cold right now. Rebound pulled out by Need, his 7th of the game. Take it to the basket. Just standing there shooting threes. Here's a good play by McElmurray. Just strip it away. Victor Davis the other way. Goes to the basket. Shot good and a foul. Victor, a 3-point opportunity. 15-point lead can be whittled down a little more.
Yeah, if not for that 3-point shot, that's you get way behind, and the other team just tosses in an occasional 3. That really stems your ability to come back, and that's what Charleston did on the possession before the turnover. But Victor with a chance to have an old-fashioned three here. He makes the driving layup and gets a free throw as soon as they get the floor wiped up where he fell down there just in front of the pad. Just a little older gymnasium, but
yeah,
it's
I like
a,
it.
A pretty decent facility, very much like Don Morris Gym up in Olivet. Maybe, I don't know, seating capacity probably fairly similar.
Fairly close. Victor with 14, going for 15, made the free throw. 71% free throw shooter, and Galesburg within 14, 46, 32. 4:50 to go, third quarter. Can they keep it up? Good defense by Brandon Thompson. He forced the turnover on Wheeler on the left baseline. Wheeler, Thompson popped it loose. Wheeler could not hang on as he touched it last, and number nine turnover for Charleston. Galesburg now trying to break a zone press by Charleston. They'll fall back in a 2-3. Up top, Dalton Davis. Got to drive the basket, unless Chad Thompson, who made a bad pass inside, tipped away. Mike Reynolds throws his arms up in the air. Just another silly turnover. 10 now on Galesburg in the game, down 14 and giving away a possession. Here is tough pressure up top by Brandon Thompson. Stole it away from Wheeler. Inside, Thompson missed it. Victor Davis rebound. Fighting hard to get it back up to the glass. Foul called. Mike Reynolds, you can hear him from here. Get it, get it, get it. And he fought his way to the goal and shoots two. That was a man's effort there.
I'll say this for Coach Reynolds. He's not just sitting on the bench watching bad things happen to his team. He's been up since the opening gun. And as frustrating as it's been for him this afternoon, he's still breathing life into this team now. A chance to cut the lead down to 12 if Victor can make a couple of free throws.
Need picked up his second foul. Victor Davis from the line missed the first one. One out of two now. Every possession big, down 14 with 4:15 to go in the third quarter. Lead was 20 for Charleston. Victor Davis, second free throw on the way. He made that one. So they'll apply the pressure, 46-33. Charleston a lead. Here's a tip ball in the backcourt, tipped all the way out of bounds. It'll stay with Charleston, but will the 10-second count stay on? Galesburg really extending the pressure in Charleston where Edwardsville was able to break it. Charleston is not. They're starting to struggle with it. 4:09 to go in the third quarter. 13-point Trojans lead. They get it in to Miller. Guarded by Thompson. He got a piece of it for a moment. Then he falls down. Stolen away. McElmurray to the basket. Swatted away. Out of bounds. Woo! That was a big block by Wheeler. Oh, my.
That was
ball fake
huge.
That thing. And, yeah, he saved the basket.
And McElmurray did what he should do. He goes to his left hand to put it up there, and Wheeler came over with passion and blocked that thing away. Mike Reynolds wanted a foul. He's out talking to the official about it right now, but that was a huge defensive play to cut the Streak's ability to cut this thing down to 11 on a big steal.
Full timeout, 4:01 to go, third quarter. Streak's down 13 with the ball when we come back. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sign Depot Express. Visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds. And by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer at 1472 North Henderson Street.
Life can be a balancing act. Let me help simplify things. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. At Shelter Insurance, we can insure your auto, home, and life. Let me take care of the business of life so you have time to enjoy it. Find out more at shelterinsurance.com.
Keeping you informed 24 hours a day. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Galesburg expending a lot of energy, that is, on the defensive end. 46-33, 4:01 to go, third quarter. Streaks get the ball on the massive block by Wheeler on Ryan McElmurray going to the basket. Victor Davis, the trigger man, underneath his own hoop. He gets it up top to Brandon Thompson. Thompson inside to Victor, puts it on the floor, goes to the goal, missed that shot, though he fights with Sneed, hit Sneed in the mouth, and the ball is tipped out top to Brandon Thompson. So good job by Victor Davis to save it and give Galesburg another chance. Here he is again in the post. He's double-teamed, kicked it out. Chad Thompson covered up for three. Brandon Thompson up top, back to Victor, behind the free throw line. Jumper good! Victor Davis giving him what he's capable of, down to 11, 46-35, and a foul on the inbounds.
They get McElmurray on the hold.
McElmurray's getting in their head a little bit, no doubt about it. Just his second foul. And team foul number two on Galesburg.
That's what I said early in the game when he was on the bench. We give up so much quickness, but now with him out there, we can have an effective press because you got three quick guards out there.
He gets in your head, and that's what I like about him. Charleston still trying to break the pressure. Miller gets it across to Wheeler at half court on the right wing. They go to Evan Clark, the 6'3 junior, likes to stay out around the perimeter. Miller driving left baseline, nothing there. He backs it out. Hands off to Wheeler. Wheeler left wing. He dribbles toward the corner, picks up his dribble up top. Dangerous pass. Dalton Davis guarding Miller. He drives middle. Should have got a call for a travel underneath. Some shoving going on. Yeah,
Davis was riding him pretty hard. Dalton finally picked up the foul.
That's only his first.
A couple of bumps out high. They let him have it, but once Miller got to the free throw line,
that's all right.
Third bump, they call him.
Not a big deal. Just the second team foul, actually. I said earlier, too, it was only their first at the time, so you can be aggressive as you want right now and maybe get this team rattled. You're down 11, 3:09 to go in the quarter. Get it down to seven or six by the end of this quarter. You got a brand-new ball game. And then you like your chances with being more aggressive. Just hope you don't expend that energy with such a very thin bench right now. Clark, the inbounder at half court. He gets it in to Doughty on the left baseline. Victor Davis gets caught for a tacky tic-tac foul. Not a real good call there as Victor just trying to swipe with the ball. Picks up his second, Galesburg's third. So let's see if the officiating changes. They let him play a lot earlier, and now maybe that's going to start changing. I hope not. Miller, the guy underneath the basket, guarded by McElmurray. He's on the ball at least. Out to Doughty. They'll run an overload on the left side. Ball up top, having some trouble. Brandon Thompson guarding Wheeler. Mike Reynolds wants a five count. I want a five count. We got our five count. Great defense by Brandon Thompson. Great job. 11 turnovers now on Charleston, and that was all BT.
Yeah, we'd love to see the foul count stay here. We obviously don't want to pile up any fouls because I think Charleston will shoot the ball well from the line. We don't want to get fouled because we're terrible at the free throw line, so we'd better off to just keep playing it at this pace.
Get it to Victor, out to McElmurray. Baseline, driving to the basket, shot blocked by Need. Out of bounds it goes. Mike Reynolds wanted a foul. I did too. He hit him on the arm. They didn't call it. So Streaks get it underneath the basket. Victor Davis to take it out of bounds. Victor gets it into Chad. Wide open three on the baseline. He missed it. You got to make that shot. Dalton Davis, though, the offensive putback is no good, but a foul. Use the left hand. He'll shoot two. Need picks up his third foul of the game. Charleston's third. And to the line, Davis, he can cut this under 10.
A reflection of the energy in this third quarter as Davis makes the first free throw is that the lion's share of it has been played on our end of the court.
Yep.
We've used pressure, forced turnovers. We've had the ball. We've had a number of second chances, five offensive rebounds here in this third quarter. So the effort is certainly there, and it's showing on the scoreboard. We've got the lead down to 10.
Offensive rebound. Chad Thompson gets bumped. He's still got the ball. Over to BT. Left baseline three. Missed it. He goes up for his own rebound. Lays it in. Good effort by Brandon Thompson. First bucket of the game. Good time for it. 46-38. Streaks within eight. 2:28 to go. Third quarter. You can feel it turning. Up top, Miller gets away with a walk down the lane. Look what I found. Shot no good, though. Put up, missed by a new guy in the game, Schick. Galesburg back the other way. McElmurray. Chad Thompson fakes a three in the corner. He gets bumped. No foul. Brandon Thompson, three on the way. Missed it. Boy, he's got to get one of those to fall down. Just can't get it to go. Doughty the rebound. Mike Reynolds stomping his foot. In that case, get the ball to Victor Davis. You're down by eight. 2 minutes to go. He doesn't touch the ball. You launch a three. Up top, Miller. Davis jumps out to get him. He just beats the ball down. Took it away from him. Galesburg's Victor Davis in transition to the basket. He is stripped and fouled. Charleston's fourth, and Victor, let's see if it's a shooting foul.
I think they're just going to say he got stripped. Are they going to call a foul?
No, you are right. They do not call the foul. Victor is stripped, so Galesburg underneath, down eight, was a 20-point Charleston lead, down to eight with a minute 49 to go in the third quarter. Yes, it is a foul. They get Joey Miller. It's his first foul. Charleston, as a team, has four. And Victor is shooting. So that's the great news. Victor from the line, 2 for 3. Has 18 points and 9 rebounds in the game and a minute 49 to go. So this is where you want to be. Why is Mike Reynolds coming? He's talking to both coaches, the official.
Well, the official was talking to Coach Trevor Doughty for a long time, and I think Mike wanted to know what the conversation was all about because Doughty, I'm not sure what
his beef is. Their
coach
is pretty demonstrative, and I mean, having talked to him, he's a very laid-back kind of guy. I'm not sure. Mike Reynolds, very demonstrative. So I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, for Mike to go down there, that was interesting because I think he was just afraid that Doughty was going to
maybe have the
intimidate
officials
the
here.
Officials a little bit too much here. And Mike's as fired up as anybody on the court. It
well,
has
he
been
feels
since
they
that
can, they
embarrassing
can make a
first
run.
Half. And he doesn't want to have anything stem the tide of this run the Streaks have been able to make here in this third quarter.
All right, so I'm getting the opinion here that they're not going to shoot. They're not. Victor Davis is going to take it out of bounds instead. That's unfortunate. So they do give Miller the foul. Four on Charleston, three on Galesburg. 8-point lead. Galesburg basketball inbounded. Brandon Thompson, three up top, missed it. Rebound, though, chasing it down on the baseline. Victor Davis back up top. McElmurray puts it on the floor. Free throw line, leaning shot. Good! It hit the back of the rim and down it went. McElmurray's second bucket, and Galesburg's got it within 6 points and a timeout on the floor with a minute 37 to go. Streaks have cut a 20-point lead to 6. We'll take the break and catch our breath. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Oh, where do you turn for legal advice? Choosing an attorney should be more than a trip to the Yellow Pages. For bankruptcy, divorce, personal injury, estate planning, or a criminal case, get experienced legal representation. Roberts & Wilcox & Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street, Galesburg, or at galesburglaw.com.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision.
Shh! You did not just...
Look at that dish. Seared squab with foie gras.
And that thing that just raced by? With my appetite.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision...
Foie gras.
Out of collision. GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dickerson Photography. Timeless images for you and your family. By Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Office Specialists Incorporated in Galesburg, Monmouth, and Kewaunee, where your office is their business.
This is Jeff Klink at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg, the area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
You can win up to $500 cash just by wearing the red WGIL button. For more details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
Charleston misses the shot on its first possession. Chad Thompson comes away with a rebound. Inside, Dalton Davis hits the side of a backboard with an awkward-looking layup. And Lord comes away with the rebound for them, his sixth of the game. Six-point Charleston lead, 1:06 to go, third quarter. Galesburg's Brandon Thompson just stole the ball away from Wheeler. Dalton Davis, two on two, to the basket. Shot missed. Victor Davis put back good. 19-5 run by the Streaks to get within 4:46-42 and a foul in the backcourt. Little over aggressive there on Brandon Thompson, his third. Galesburg's fourth as a team. 53 seconds to go. They'll get Thompson out. They'll bring in Garrett Williams to save any potential foul trouble. Thompson struggled to shoot the ball, but they're going to need him. And defensively, he's really picked it up. 19-5, Galesburg run to get back in the game. Down just four. Just two field goals for Charleston in the third quarter. 53 seconds to go. They get the ball into Clark. Now back to Lord, who brings it up in a hurry, breaks some pressure. Three on two, he threw it away, trying to get it down to Schick and just threw the ball away. 13 turnovers.
I'm sure the Charleston fans wondering what team what came happened? Out in the second half, because the Silver Streaks have definitely played harder and put the pressure on. But this Charleston team needs to worry less about what fouls are or aren't getting called and worry about themselves, because they are completely out of their game right now, and the Silver Streaks have a chance to cut it down to two.
Dalton Davis on the left wing to McElmurray. Mike Reynolds calls the play. They're going to clear out. You want to get Victor the ball. They're clearing it out. Up top, Davis eludes the double team, skips it over to Chad Thompson, left wing. High post, Victor. Long jumper on the way. Good! He swished it through. Mike Reynolds claps his hands. Victor Davis. 14 in the quarter, 46-44. Charleston's lead whittled down to 2, 15 seconds to go. Doughty a long three on the left baseline. Airballed it. Rebound taken off the floor. Chad Thompson can't save it. Couldn't save it from going out of bounds. 8 seconds to play third quarter. Galesburg, a 21-5 run to get within two.
Charleston's had almost as many turnovers as they've had shot attempts in this quarter.
Totally different intensity with Galesburg. 8 seconds, you got to start the clock, folks. The clock still finally starts. Up top, they were screaming, start the clock. Lord, baseline jumper by Schick is no good. Rebound Davis, 2 seconds. He'll heave it full court and hit the top rafter. What an impressive quarter by the Streaks, and Victor Davis in particular. 14 points in the quarter, and Galesburg back in the game. Charleston 46, Galesburg 44. Back with the fourth quarter in a moment. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
When I step onto your farm, I am dedicated to serving you. I will offer only the best seed for your farm. I represent a national brand that focuses its research on your success. I am Dyna-Grow.
When you choose Dyna-Grow Seed and CPS, you can be sure that you're getting the best seed for your farm. I'm Kurt Emkin with CPS in Yates City. Call me at 221-7351.
Even when you know you need legal advice, you might find yourself hesitant to contact a lawyer. It doesn't matter how you got where you are. What matters is getting you where you need to be. Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street in Galesburg, and on the web at galesburglaw.com.
Want to save 20% on your insurance? Insure your home and auto with Shelter Insurance, and you could save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. I'm Amy Howard, your Shelter Insurance agent in Galesburg. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call me today at 343-2428.
The Galesburg girls basketball team is grabbing a couple of hours of rest, and then they'll be back at it against Taylorville at the Charleston tournament. We'll have the action starting at 4:06 here on WGIL.
Galesburg basketball to begin the final quarter, down just two, a 21-5 run in the third quarter to get back in the game. They trailed by 20 twice in the first half, and now a chance to tie or take the lead. Victor Davis, 14 points in the third quarter. Up top with it, Brandon Thompson. They'll swing it right wing to Ryan McElmurray. He dribbles and then backs out. Skips it across to Brandon Thompson. High post, Victor Davis. Out to Chad Thompson. Three left baseline. No good. Rebound out of bounds. They say off of Brandon, Dalton Davis. I thought maybe Clark hit it, but instead they call it off of Davis.
Davis did a heck of a job to get down there and slide in front of Clark and try and rip that ball away from him. Heck of an effort, just couldn't quite get it in before it went out of bounds.
So continued pressure by Galesburg. How much energy do they have to expend? And Charleston finally does get it across. Need jumper on the left side. Good D by Chad Thompson to get, but comes back. Victor Davis tipped the rebound, shot put up, and then tipped it out of there. A one-man crew as they missed two bunnies underneath, one by Clark. The other way, Brandon Thompson to the goal. We're tied at 7:08 to go. They have come all the way back from 20 down. Second hoop of the game by Thompson, and the defense picks up even more. They are feeding on pure adrenaline right now and pressure. Down low, Dottie. His pass stolen by Brandon Thompson on the block. Tried to hit Need. 14 Charleston turnovers. Lob down low, caught by Chad. He goes up with the left hand. Move, missed the shot up close. That would have been a big basket there. Wheeler the rebound.
Yeah, point blank missed that time.
Jeez. 46 all, 6:30 to go in the ball game. Galesburg fighting for dear life here as they were down and an awful first half and a foul called. Hard defense by pretty hard. Brandon with four fouls now at the 6:27 mark.
Now, for Charleston, this is where they need their leaders to step up, and then they really haven't. Miller obviously had a huge first half. The guard and then inside knee, the big kid. That's their big two. And right now, trying to toe the line is Miller, and he took a beating when he hit the floor that time. He's trying to get all his pieces back in place.
A new kid in the game, Van Poppering, is at the free throw line. He hadn't been in very long. Mike Van Poppering, a 6'5 junior, just stuck the free throw. His first point of the game, and Charleston reclaims the lead at 47-46. 6:27 to play. Second free throw. Actually, that was Miller on both of those. My mistake. Joey Miller, he did not score in the third quarter, has 20 in the game now. 48-46 after making both free throws. Galesburg, how much do they have left in the tank? That's the big question. Inside to Victor Davis. He's going to go to the glass. Fades and scores again. He's got 24. As he has just taken over this game, 48-48.
I'm sure Coach Reynolds would say we have a lot in the tank because we didn't use any in the first half.
You got that right. Miller back the other way. No look pass down to Need. He gets the shot to go over Davis. Davis too slow to get down. Need with 14, and they reclaim the lead, 50-48. They broke the pressure that time. Davis kicks it out. Chad Thompson, three left baseline. In and out, no good. And Need high for the rebound, and Garrett Williams trying to pull him down on his back. So Garrett Williams' first foul of the game. Boy, someone's got to hit that shot. Chad's missed several down the stretch. that have been very close but not gone down, and Brandon Thompson's missed his share as well.
This is probably sacrilege to say, but I wish we'd just give up the three-pointers. We have just become so dependent on those darn things, and we just don't shoot them that well.
No,
I don't care what the coaches say happens in practice. Our three-point percentage is horrible, and we'd be a lot better off to just work for twos.
Miller gets it across in the front court. Now to Doughty on the right baseline. They go back to the point guard. Miller guarded by McElmurray. Charleston a 50-48 lead, 5:29 and counting in this ballgame. Through two screens, Miller top of the key. Now he's double-teamed down low. Need working on Davis. Fadeaway jumper, pretty shot. Taylor Need with 16, 52-48. Charleston settled down. And they've come with two straight baskets. 5:10 to go in the game. McElmurray right wing. Up top, Dalton Davis. Dalton Davis holding the basketball back to McElmurray. Trying to find a hole to get through. He picks up his dribble back to Dalton. High post, Victor Davis. Steps and shoots on Need. Missed the jump shot. Chad Thompson had it for a moment. Doughty clears. So now Galesburg, a couple of empty possessions in a row. And Charleston's made two straight baskets after the game was tied at 48. Clock down to 4:45. Charleston a four-point lead. With it on the left side, driving toward the basket. Clark, no shot. Foul on the floor. Maybe Williams. Williams hit the deck.
You know, Charleston has the tempo back to where they want it again now, into a half-court game. Looks like the foul's going to go.
They fouled a charge.
Yeah, on the
on Wheeler.
Charleston. Yeah, that was took them forever to sort out that call.
Now
everybody in the gym was
now
like,
the overhead's saying it's Chad Thompson.
Huh.
So, all right, Chad Thompson, third foul, 17th foul, timeout on the floor. Let's take a break. 52-48 Charleston, 4:42 to go in the game. Stay with us. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
WGIL and FNM Bank congratulate the HIV/AIDS Task Force of Western Illinois, this past week's Hometown Hundreds winner, nominated by Rhonda Brady. Congratulations from WGIL.
Charleston's regained some momentum, and they have the lead back after Galesburg tied it at 46 and 48. They send to the line Evan Clark for 1-1 as they are now in the bonus. With Galesburg committing team foul number 7, Chad Thompson, his third, and now a member of the crowd gets it talking to by one of the officials. And then that member of the crowd claps his hands, and maybe he won't be with us much longer. 4:42 to go in the game. Clark's free throw missed the front end of the 1-1. Victor Davis pulls down his 12th rebound. Dalton Davis brings it down, four of his streaks, 4:35 to play, down by four. Chad Thompson left wing, back up top, Dalton Davis. Chad Thompson on the baseline, he'll fire the three, it's no good. Rebound, McElmurray thought he was pushed, he loses the ball out of bounds. Chad Thompson's got to stop shooting the three right now. It's just empty possessions, that's four straight missed possessions.
Honest, to the
get
point,
the ball inside.
That's the point where Charleston just sagging, they're letting us shoot them.
Well, that's what got Galesburg in trouble in the first half.
Yep, just standing around shooting three balls, you have got to attack the basket.
Charleston just 11 points since halftime, but they have a four-point lead now because the hole was so big that Galesburg dug itself into. Doughty out to Clark. They'll reset. 4:18 to go in the ball game and a four-point Charleston lead. Moving over toward the left side. They'll overload that side with Miller handling the ball. They jump to trap him. He gets it out to Wheeler. Cross courts it. Threw it away. Tried to hit Clark on the opposite baseline and overshot him. 15 turnovers on the Trojans. Galesburg must score in this possession. Four straight empty possessions.
And, you know, I was talking with Ralph Henning last night. This didn't even have to do with Galesburg. And I said, I hate the three-point shot. I think it's ruined basketball myself. Of course, I'm old school. I didn't have a three-point shot when we play. But, boy, it sure has made a difference in the game, for better or worse, I guess.
Victor Davis just traveled in the lane, didn't know what he wanted to do with the ball. Yeah, it can save teams who are athletically inferior. And it can make teams do some... Well, you just fall prey to it,
yep.
And it really hurts. Five straight possessions now without a field goal after Victor Davis traveled. 3:50 to go, and the clock's starting to become an ally of Charleston. They go down the lane. Ball stripped from behind as Wheeler made a move, but it stays with the Trojans underneath their own basket. Their coach holds up number five.
Brandon Thompson with a good move, reaching around to poke that thing away from behind as the Streaks looking for every opportunity to try and get a hand on the ball. They've been the aggressors in this second half.
And Thompson tipped the out-of-bounds pass away from Doughty, so they'll do it again, this time on the right side of the baseline. And Miller will be the guy who takes it out. He had 15 first-quarter points. He's been held to five since. Where's the wristband on the right hand? He gets it into Doughty, hands it back to Miller, and he'll bring it out top of the key. He is a natural point guard, scoring point guard, no question about it. 3:35 to go, Charleston by four. Hillsburg unable to score in its last five possessions, and that's been very painful. Up top with it now, Wheeler. Wheeler guarded by Dalton Davis, gets his step on Davis, down the lane, pass over to Doughty, 12-footer left baseline, missed it, high for the rebound, Brandon Thompson. So we got the miss. Hillsburg need to score, running the floor, nice play by Ryan McElmurray, six in the game for McElmurray. Hillsburg back within two, 32nd timeout, we'll hang on to it here. Breakout is exactly what the Streaks needed, and they got it.
Gelsberg and Charleston had a great girls game prior to this. Gelsberg led the majority of that game, not by a lot, but many times 4 to 6 points. Charleston put on a run in the fourth quarter, got the upper hand, and won it down the stretch. Silver Streaks trying to atone for that, I guess falling behind here through much of the game, but now back within two with 3:13 to go. And again, I don't want this to become a free throw shooting contest because we usually shoot more poorly than the other teams, and I'm sure that's one thing this Charleston club, at least Miller and a few of these guys, are going to shoot those free throws well. We don't want it to get to that point. We've got seven team fouls, so we at least aren't in the double bonus for a couple of fouls yet.
Galesburg is a team 58.3% from the line. Charleston has a 90, a 75, a 69, and a 67% free throw shooter on the floor. So the stats totally back up what you're saying. They inbound the ball to Miller, and Galesburg's going to look to trap with McElmurray and Thompson. Picks up the dribble, cross-courts it over to Clark, inside Doughty. Feeds down low, too late for Need. He laid it in. He was waiting for the beautiful feed. Need with 18, and they're back up to a four-point lead, 54-50. They have really made that play work. Up top, Brandon Thompson, 2:50 to go. Chad, or rather a three by Dalton Davis on the left side. No good over the back, Victor Davis. And another empty possession. He doesn't touch the ball. Third foul on Victor. 54-50, 2:47 to go in the game. Charleston back to the line, a chance to add to a four-point lead. Hillsburg never did reclaim the lead. They tied it at 46 and 48. We're just within two, now down four. Doughty at the free throw line. He is a 75% free throw shooter. Free throw on the way, and he missed it. So they missed two key free throws. Victor Davis pulls away his 13th rebound. Must score here. 2:40 to go in the game. Dalton Davis over to Brandon Thompson on the left wing. Back to Dalton Davis. High post. Victor Davis puts it on the floor. Goes to the basket. Fouled. Missed the shot. He shoots two. Victor having a monster game from the line in this one. He is 2 for 3. Has 24 points in the ball game.
And so Charleston's left 4 points out here on the court.
Sure
two
have.
Misses on the front ends of a one and bonus, and on the other end, you know, Mike, some of the teams we've played, when Victor gets that ball and puts it on the floor, just immediately poke it away from him as his first free throw is
nice.
Good. This team does not have the quick hands to get that done. He's been able to drive down the paint, and I've got to think we go to that play almost every time until they stop it.
You have to. 54-52 as he makes both free throws. Now we need a stop. Victor Davis, monster game here in the second game of the Charleston Holiday Tournament. 2.5 minutes to go, 2-point. Trojans lead. They look to trap as Wheeler gets it across to Miller. He dribbles through some trouble. Pull-up jumper.
Wow.
You're kidding me. From the right wing, he missed it. They got away with it over the back. Missed the tip by Doughty, or Need, rather. And Dalton Davis pulls away the rebound. Right side. Galesburg down two with the ball. Dalton Davis down the lane. He gets out of trouble. Up top to Brandon Thompson. You got to get the ball to Victor. High post. There he has it. Puts it on the floor. Out to Chad Thompson. Back up top, Brandon Thompson. 2 minutes to play. Three by Dalton Davis. Good on the right wing. Dalton Davis gives Galesburg its first lead since 3-0, 55-54. 1:50 to go.
Dalton had a lot of time to measure that.
Yes,
they had
did.
No inclination to come out on him that time, and he finally made them pay.
Full or 32nd timeout. Charleston with Galesburg has not led since it was 3-0 on a basket by Chad Thompson to start the game. They now lead 55-54. I want to thank Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan just off the square in downtown Galesburg, providing our transportation, a beautiful white 2010 Nissan Altima. Power moonroof, push button start, power seat, CD player. It's a beautiful car and a pleasure to drive and ride in, a lot of room. And it gets through all this muck that we were dealing with on I-57 through January 4th. Take advantage of a $1,500 rebate or combine 1.9% 60-month financing with a $500 rebate. It gets over 30 miles per gallon and a 5-year, 60,000-mile factory warranty. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury just off the square in downtown Galesburg. 15 2010 Altimas in stock, ready for delivery. And we're ready with Galesburg now, a one-point lead and a huge possession here for Charleston. They have the ball. Wheeler trying to get it in at midcourt. He does to Clark. Clark now not real comfortable dribbling the basketball, guarded by McElmurray. Thought he might have had a chance to swipe that ball away. And it is a foul on McElmurray, a little touch foul. That's not a real nice call. I didn't think he really did much to cause any problems. So McElmurray, I think the officials are not real crazy about him either. But he's just out there playing hard, and I love it. So it's going to send Clark to the line for a 1-1. He did miss a 1-1 earlier. 1-point Galesburg lead, a minute 34 to go. Can he miss another one? No, he missed the first, or made the first, actually. He'll get another. We're back it tied at 55.
Galesburg did a nice job of denying Miller the ball that time. That's the one that the Trojans want to have it in his hands, and Brandon Thompson kept it away from
him. Missed the second free throw. Rebound, Chad Thompson. Boy, you'd almost be inclined to hold the dang ball for one shot if you had the guards that you had enough confidence where you thought you could hold it for one. You come away with at least a tie or a win.
Just keep rotating Victor up to the high post, and when he gets an opening, getting the ball, let him do his thing.
1:17 in right. The game. Galesburg is spreading it out. Brandon, or rather Chad Thompson, down on the right wing, keeping an eye on him. Right now, Brandon Thompson dribbles up top of the key, skips it over to Chad Thompson. 1:06 to play, tied at 55. Got to take care of the ball. Dalton Davis driving to the basket, gets stripped. He's going up strong, makes a wild shot with the left hand. He was bailed out. He got the ball tipped. It went right back to him and made a tough shot. 57-55, 58 seconds to go. And finally, something lucky goes Galesburg's way, and he's having a nice ball game with 13 points.
And typical Dalton, he's just playing so hard, and I think that helped make that happen. When it was poked away originally, a lot of guys will turn around and just look and head the other way. He stayed after it, got the ball back, and just barreled toward the basket, got it up off the glass and in. And so Streaks with under a minute to go,
wow,
trying to hold on now to a two-point lead, and you've got to like, no matter what happens here, the effort, but I know that Coach Reynolds and the rest of the coaching staff are they're sick of talking about
moral
effort. They want to get a win.
And they've got a chance.
And they're fighting Charleston on their home court, but, of course, we don't have any cheerleaders here for a road game. They've got a troop of about 18 girls right in front of us, you can probably hear. So Streaks playing against the whole world in here this afternoon, and may pull this one out of the fire.
Clark gets it into Wheeler. 56 seconds to go, and Galesburg with nothing more than a steal, but you can't foul. It's double bonus time if you commit the foul. Ball almost loose in the backcourt. They wanted a 10 count. Wheeler gets it across on the right side. Up top, almost a steal. Clark with it. Baseline, Doughty. Shot over Chad Thompson. Missed the shot. Rebound grabbed by Need, and he missed the shot. Didn't block out. Need got in there, got the rebound. He'll shoot two. Did not block out. Need makes him pay. Let's see if he can hit the two free throws in a very pressure-laden situation. 38 seconds to go. Streaks by two. Foul on Brandon Thompson. He has fouled out of the game. Not much offense, but a superb defensive effort in the second half. He leaves with 4 points.
Yeah, he's done a nice job in this second half. Hasn't been able to get a three-point shot to save his life in this one, but he and the other guards, now the whole team, have been tremendous in the second half.
Need a 67% free throw shooter, 18 points in the game. Free throw is good. Block out. If you are looking at a potential miss here, 57-56, 38 seconds to go. Do not let them get a put back on you. You can determine the outcome of this game. Second free throw by Need. He missed it. Victor Davis the rebound. Now, you're in control. McElmurray shovels off to Garrett Williams, and he is grabbed. And they have one more to give with 31 seconds to go in the game. And I got to tell you, that made me nervous with Jared Williams with it on the left side. He has not had the greatest ball handling last couple of games, so he's going to be called upon to take care of the basketball.
For the most part, though, if they're going to put somebody at the line here, I hope they keep fouling Garrett because he can make some free throws, and I'm not sure Charleston aware of that. We'll see what happens.
Well, let's put Dalton Davis at the line. I like him better, and they do foul him in the corner, either Miller or Evans, or rather, actually, it's on Evan Clark. His third, so Dalton Davis to the line where he is 2 of 3, gets 1 and 1. And if you're Charleston, it's exactly what you do. Galesburg, make your free throws, you're going to win the game. Dalton Davis free throw is good. This is the Dalton Davis we've been waiting for several games. He has been excellent tonight, today. 58-56 streaks. Need one more for a full one possession game and a 3-point lead. Galesburg has battled back from a 20-point deficit to lead it. Second free throw, he missed it. Rebound to Doughty. Look out. 2-point game. Charleston with the ball. You don't want to give up a three. Here's a ball stripped away, driving the lane, and Victor Davis comes up with it. Charleston got sloppy, and Victor is fouled. 18 seconds to go. You make these free throws, you may just steal this game. Wow.
You know, it's interesting. I was looking at Charleston's bench, and, you know, we talk about how the streaks are thin in numbers, but in this game, it really is the same. We don't have many on the bench, but we're playing basically
seven guys, also.
And that's all. They've got two guys that don't have their warm-ups on, and they got, let's see, 3, 6, 9, 10, 11 guys dressed that haven't even taken off their warm-ups. So in numbers, it, you know, it looks better for Charleston, but in reality, it's about the same.
1 and 1, Victor Davis made the free throw. Now 5 of 6 from this free throw line. 59-56, 18 seconds to go. Galesburg the lead. Need to make this a two-possession game. Victor's free throw is good. 60-56, Galesburg. Charleston now in desperation mode. Shot put up by Miller off the back of the rim. No good. Victor Davis, the rebound. 10 seconds to go. Fouled by Doughty with 8.5 on the clock. And what a comeback by the streaks in this game. I don't know where this stands in the history of the program, but this is going to come back from a 20-point deficit and as bad as a first as you will ever see to come out after halftime and just gut it out and win this ball game if he can make these two free throws.
Yeah, and even if he doesn't, we're sitting in pretty good shape, but you'd love to see a few more as insurance. And this Charleston team has learned a lesson. They went into that locker room
very cocky,
flying high, and you can't blame them. Nope. I mean, shoot, everything went their way. They made all their shots. They just pummeled us in the first half, and I'm sure they're sitting over there going, what happened to us?
Victor looking for his second straight. He made them both, and Galesburg is going to win this game. 62-56, 6 seconds to go. Three by Wheeler on the right side, no good. Dalton Davis the rebound, and what a comeback as the streaks come back from 20 points down, and they beat Charleston 62-56. Stay tuned for the post game. In a moment, this is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at BillGaitherPhotography.com. And by Casey's Party Supplies at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street, your local Guardian generator dealer. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By attorneys Roberts and Wilcox and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com. Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. By Kohl's Diamond Gallery, forever starts here. By medical and surgical specialists, Drs. Tom Patterson and John McClain at 834 North Seminary Street, Suite 502. By Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Burg, providing peace of mind when you're faced with making law decisions for your elderly loved one. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. By Amy Howard Shelter Insurance Agent on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Shelter insurance for auto, life, and home. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Hi, this is Jeff and Lori from Kohl's Diamond Gallery.
Some places want to fool you with the illusion of great values, but what they don't tell you is that the quality has suffered dramatically.
Lori and I take a lot of pride in every piece of merchandise in our store. We hand select every diamond, which means you'll never find anything less than the finest quality.
Come and let the Kohl's Diamond Gallery family take care of you. We will make sure you're satisfied with your purchase and guarantee you'll want to visit us again.
Kohl's Diamond Gallery, 54 South Seminary, downtown Galesburg. Forever starts here.
When I step onto your farm, I am dedicated to serving you. I will offer only the best seed for your farm. I represent a national brand that focuses its research on your success. I am Dyna-Grow.
When you choose Dyna-Grow Seed and CPS, you can be sure you are getting the best seed for your farm. I'm Dustin Weber with CPS in Oneida. Call me at 337-4516.
There's nothing like the sweet, sensuous allure of
chocolate.
And once your mind gets set on
chocolate,
you've got to have it. So head over to McDonald's for a McCafe hot
chocolate
or mocha. Real steamed milk blended with oodles of velvety
chocolate
syrup, fluffy whipped cream, and topped off with a decadent
chocolate
drizzle. McCafe your day with a mocha or hot
chocolate.
At participating McDonald's.
On and on she went about how it was the best $10 she ever spent. Hey, I'm cute and cuddly, but I'm messy. For $10, my person picked up a Krypton mat. It blocks odors, stains, moisture, and bacteria. Plus, it's waterproof, easy to clean, and made right here in the U.S. of A. She says this Krypton mat works great under my food and water moles. She even put one on the sofa.
Where there's a problem, there's a solution. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Dr. John McClain knows that when you're diagnosed with cancer, you want a doctor to take time to educate you about your illness and the treatment options and explain the detail of chemotherapy. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McClain, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Turner Prescription, where they strive to get you in and out in 15 minutes or less. Sunshine continuing this afternoon with the highs in the mid-20s. Cloudy tonight with a low of 16. Temperatures could rise slowly after midnight. Wednesday, snow likely, maybe 2 inches, high of 32. Light snow accumulation Wednesday night, low 26. Chance of morning snow showers New Year's Eve and a high of 29. Right now it's 26 degrees at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Galesburg Orthopedic Services postgame show, brought to you by Drs. Garnett, Shire, and Bussey, getting you back into the game.
A 20-point come-from-behind victory as Galesburg beats Charleston on the Trojans' home floor, 62-36, outscored them 39-15 in the second half. Jim Lee with the winning head coach, Mike Reynolds. The interview brought to you by Amy Howard, Shelter Insurance Agent for Auto, Life, and Home.
Coach, it didn't take you long to get out of the locker room after that. You tell the guys, good job. I think the thing we all want to know is, what did you say at the end of the first half? Because there's not many games like this you see completely turn around the way this one did.
Well, I mean, I went in and we were honest with them. We're frustrated. You know, we came out and we've spewed the talk of we've played all these ranked teams and we've played them tough. And then we come out to against a team that's really good and is going to do really well in their conference. But we're an even match, you know, and we come out and we're getting blown out in the first half. And I said, you know, we're frustrated. You know, I it's hard for me to go on the radio and defend you. It's hard for me to go in the newspaper and defend you. I know you're great kids, but at some point you got to man up and play. And I said, I'm not going to yell at the refs in the second half. I said, I'm not going to beg for calls. I said, we said that at the beginning of the year, we had to get stronger, we had to get better, and we couldn't beg for things. We're on somebody else's home floor. They're playing really, really well. We've got to finish the game. We've got to play. And if we're not going to play today, you know, I know it's a 12 o'clock game in a holiday tournament, but there's a good crowd here. It's a hostile environment, and we had a nice crowd here, and it felt like a Friday night game. And you know, we didn't treat it like that. We treated it like we were just going to roll the ball out and not play. And they came to try to get in the championship game of their tournament, you know. And it was a frustrating first half, and it's nice to see that. I know our guys have a lot of character, but it's hard to defend that effort that we gave in the first half. And you know, on the flip side, we probably didn't coach very well, because I know I was so frustrated over there. I kept my head down for a few minutes. I didn't even want to watch. And I know you radio guys probably had to watch the whole thing, but, you know, I got a minute or two break from it.
You know, the grittiness of the effort, too, because it wasn't a second half where we just came out and shot the lights out. We couldn't buy anything from three-point range until Dalton hit that one. But it was just staying after it. I think I had 8 or 9 offensive rebounds in the third quarter, and most of the third quarter was played in our end of the court, which tells me how hard the kids were playing.
Yeah, and that works in basketball. It really works in soccer, too, to keep the ball on your end of the floor. It was a gritty group, and, you know, I think, That's what we're missing. That's what we've been missing, those 2 or 3 plays a game or 3 or 4 plays last night of grittiness and toughness. And finally, for the first time, you know, in almost a month, we saw it again.
Victor Davis really asserted himself in the second half. We knew that this was a game that he could do some damage. First half, everything just seemed a little out of kilter from the guards all the way in. And did you change the amount of touches that you wanted to have with him, or did you just tell the guys to get out there and play harder?
No, I said you got to be a leader here. You know, you've got to show some emotion. You got to talk to us. You got to get us moving up and down the floor. And Coach Cheeseman made a good point to him. Said, you don't have to do it by yourself. You don't have to shoot every time. And you saw him. He got in there and jump stopped, kicked it. Much like he's going to have to play at the next level. He was able to get off the jump stop and kick the ball to shooters. Unfortunately, our shooters didn't make it, but like Dalton, he's a gutty kid. I mean, I think he threw one off the top of the backboard in the first half. One hit the pad on the other side, airballed one, and then the fourth quarter. That's why we love him. That's why we wouldn't trade him for anybody, because when the ball got rode to him at game point, he drilled it.
Well, we feared that down the stretch we'd end up seeing Charleston on their home court get to the free throw line or not. But still, with your aggressiveness, the guys were able to do it without committing a bunch of fouls, and that had to be pleasing.
Yeah, you know, you can see the energy Bucket gave us tonight, and he was able to, you know, that kid's good. You know, that Miller kid, and I said before the game, and people probably, you know, on the radio said, all right, right. That kid's an all-conference Western Big Six player, too. He'll be an all-conference first-team Apollo. I mean, I got to believe he'd be the first-team all-conference there, too. He's a first-team all-conference kid in any conference in the state. And he can really play, and Bucket did a nice job after he got in such a rhythm there in the first half that he did a nice job of holding him down a little bit.
You know, and their big kids were playing with a lot of moxie in the first half, but in the second half, they seemed to wilt a little bit under that effort down low by Galesburg.
Well, I mean, we just tried to be the aggressors. You know, if we were going to get beat, and it looked like that for most of the first half, that, you know, we were going to go down fighting and go down and give an effort and go down trying to be gritty and gutty and whatever word you want to name for it, we were it tonight.
Well, and, you know, finally, that's the one thing we said coming out in the third quarter. I said, well, this team has not gotten blown out all year. I mean, you've been behind in some games by double figures to Quincy and East Moline and a few of them, and you came back and you did it again today, only this time you get over the top, and that's got to be a big building block for the kids the rest of the season to know that they can do more than just come close.
Yeah, you know, and we did it against a pretty good team. We did it against a pretty good team, and they were, you know, they shot lights out, and you know, they hard to beat on their home floor in their own tournament. I mean, when I was at Danville, we were at Pontiac, and it's hard to beat them on their home floor. We've all heard about Macomb being tough to beat on their home floor, and we were pretty tough to beat on our home floor in the tournament, you know, and they were tough to beat on their home floor, and you know, they're going to win a lot of games. It's nice for us to get over the hump. You know, this second half had to be more about us than it was about them and what they were doing. We had to show effort, and we finally did that.
Got just a few hours to get a little rest and get some food in the guys before another game. What's your plans?
Well, Jimmy John's. I know they're opening one in Galesburg. I'm sure they're going to send us some free sandwiches for that plug. But we're going to go eat at Jimmy John's and take us back to the hotel for a minute. And hopefully, you know, we'll have some legs to play a Taylorville team later.
All right, sounds good. Congratulations.
Thanks.
That's Coach Mike Reynolds on the post game. Unbelievable comeback as they were down 20 on two occasions, and they come back to beat Charleston on their home floor 62-56. The post game brought to you by Galesburg Orthopedic Services, Doctors Garnet, Shire, and Bussey, getting you back in the game. Back with more on the Silver Streaks post game in just a moment. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
With a Guardian automatic home standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about blackouts. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of an outage. Guardian generators don't require extension cords, the mess and smell of gasoline, or prior planning. For less than the cost of a central air conditioning unit or a plasma TV, you can have peace of mind of your own 24/7 with your own personal power plant next to your home. For your Guardian automatic home standby generator, call the generator experts at Galesburg Electric. The electricity experts, Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Where do you turn for legal advice? Choosing an attorney should be more than a trip to the Yellow Pages. For bankruptcy, divorce, personal injury, estate planning, or a criminal case, get experienced legal representation. Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South
Cherry Street, Galesburg, or at galesburglaw.com.
This is Jeff Klink at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, wishing all the streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg, the area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
Did you know for $12 a month you can have renter's insurance? A shelter renter's insurance policy would protect your possessions and cover liability losses that could cost you thousands. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. Call me today, 343-2428.
And we'll recommend you to all our family and friends.
Wasn't that nice?
I think you skipped a page.
I don't think so.
The part where they wrote, Michelle was a joy to work with.
Okay. It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Galesburg snaps a four-game losing streak and does it in an improbable way. Down 20 points after probably their worst, not probably, their worst first half performance all season. Outscored 26-12 in the first quarter, 15-11 in the second quarter, trailed 41-23 in the first half at halftime, then outscored Charleston after a long talk in the locker room at intermission, 21-5, 18-10 in the fourth quarter, 39-15. They outscored the Trojans in the second half and won it 62-56. The half, or rather the postgame stats, brought to you by Kohl's Diamond Gallery, forever starts here.
Charleston ends up shooting just 41% after they were 70% in the first quarter, down to 50% by halftime, and then down to 41% at the end, 20 out of 49 from the field, and hit just 5 out of 19 overall in the second half. And 19 shots isn't a lot to get off to begin with. That shows you the intensity of the Galesburg defense and how they rattle the cage of the Charleston Trojans here. Silver Streaks end up at just 37%. Like we said, the comeback was more impressive in the fact that it wasn't a case where we came out and just started lighting the nets up. We didn't. We just continued to work at it and work at it and work at it and play defense and make a few shots and climb our way back into this. 24 out of 65, 37%. And I think that 65 shot total is impressive. Streaks got off 21 shots in that third quarter, hit 9 out of those, and just that sheer work effort. Again, 9 offensive rebounds in the third quarter is what the workmanlike effort that got us back into this thing. Rebounds, 37-36. I had Galesburg edged by 1. Charleston, 15 turnovers, Silver Streaks with 12. That's a good total, and Galesburg really controlled the tempo in the second half, and I never would have thought at halftime we'd be sitting here talking about a 6-point Galesburg victory after what we saw in that first half.
A remarkable turnaround and a remarkable game for Victor Davis. 8 points in the first half. He shoots down Charleston in the second half with 22. And a lot of those in the third quarter. Wound up with 8 in the fourth quarter. So basically a 14-point third quarter. Scored 14 of Galesburg's 21. 30 points, 15 rebounds as he imposed his will on Charleston. 14 points, a great game for Dalton Davis, especially in that fourth quarter. Added 4 rebounds to that. 6 points for Ryan McElmurray, a key basket in the fourth quarter. A running shot off the glass with the left hand. 4 points for Brandon Thompson before he fouled out with 38 seconds to go in the game. 2 points for Garrett Williams on a bucket in the first quarter. And Ryan Ricketts saw some time and did not score in the ball game, although he did come up with 3 rebounds. For Charleston, Joey Miller had 15 points in the first quarter, and he was held in check the rest of the way at 18 in the first half. Just 2 free throws in the fourth quarter. He finishes with 20. Taylor Need, 19 points, 9 rebounds, and then it falls off dramatically. 5 points for Jason Lord all in the first half. He did add 6 rebounds, 3 points and 10 rebounds for Dylan Doughty. 3 points for Brad Wheeler. He was in some foul trouble early on. 4 points off the bench for Evan Clark, and 2 points for Alex Schick. Charleston makes 8 three-point buckets, 7 of those in the first half. Galesburg knocks down 3-2 in the first half, and the Streaks, pretty good job at the line in this game. 11 of 14, while Charleston shoots 8 out of 12. Again, Galesburg, a dominating second-half performance after an awful first half, and they snap a 4-game losing streak back to the 500 mark at 6-6 with a 62-56 win over Charleston. Charleston now back to the 500 mark as they are 5-5. The Galesburg High School girls, a good ball game with undefeated Charleston. They fell short. We'll talk about that next on the Silver Streaks boys and girls basketball post game on WGIL.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
I'm Bill Butts. In the event that something happens to a parent, a person can provide by will that a guardian be appointed for a minor child. There is also a procedure where a standby guardian can be appointed by court order. This can bring peace of mind to know that a guardian can take over the care and support of a child immediately if the parent or current guardian dies or is incapacitated.
What happens if your family suffers from a loved one's unexpected death? Who will take care of your children? Find the guidance at Bill Butts Law Office, 119 South Cherry Street in the Berg.
Dr. Thomas Patterson performs a no-scalpel vasectomy, a technique done through a tiny puncture instead of incisions. It's less traumatic, shortens recovery time, and typically takes less than 30 minutes. Medical and surgical specialist Drs. Thomas Patterson and John McLean, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sign Depot Express. Visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds. And by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer at 1472 North Henderson Street.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Back at Baker Gymnasium, the boys win it 62-56. They will play Taylorville in the next game. Taylorville 0-2 in this tournament. They were ransacked by Edwardsville on this floor before the Galesburg girls and Charleston girls game, 62-24. Now 0-11 on the season. Edwardsville now 6-0. Galesburg now 6-6, Charleston 5-5 with a 62-56 win over the Trojans. Galesburg High School girls could not hand Charleston's girls their first loss of the season, although led most of the first half and into the third quarter, led 23-16 after the first quarter, and Charleston outscored the Streaks 20-17 in the second quarter to take a Galesburg lead at the half 40-36, but just 2 3-point baskets in the first half, three ball not falling. They played at a standstill in the third quarter at 19 apiece, so Galesburg went into the fourth quarter with a 59-55 lead, and Charleston put up 34 points in the last quarter. Galesburg just 24, made their free throws down the stretch. In fact, Galesburg on a couple of occasions got it down to two possessions. In fact, at one possession at 85-80. Charleston made their free throws down the stretch, opened it up to 89-83, so basically outscored them 4-0 the rest of the way to put the loss on Galesburg as they stay three-game winning streak and fall to 9-7. Jessica Howard had just won three in the game but finished with 20 to lead the Silver Streaks. Sadie Hamilton, 11, and Shelby Pacheco, 10 points for Galesburg again as they fall 89-83. So the Streaks 1-1 in the tournament, just like the boys' team. They got the win over Urbana, which was blown out earlier by Taylorville, 58-36. Taylorville 3-9, so we'll move over to Lance Gymnasium. Galesburg and Taylorville at 4:30, so not much of a break here before we get back on the air. We're pushing 3 o'clock now, so a little over an hour. We'll be back with the second game of the game of the day for Galesburg's girls at 4:30, so 4:06 on the pregame. And at 5:45, the Galesburg boys will take on a winless Taylorville team. And again, even though they're 0-11, you know, I get the feeling they didn't take Charleston all that seriously in the first half, and Charleston took it to Galesburg, but fortunately enough fortitude in this team and enough talent in Victor Davis, a lot of him, to come back and win it in the second half to really dominate. So the boys win it 62-56. The Streaks girls fall as Charleston moves to 16-0 and on the verge of going to the championship of their own tournament. They win at 89-83. Charleston will make it to the championship. Make no mistake, they'll play Urbana. I don't believe Urbana's won a game and has been blown out twice in this tournament. And then saw Mike Waldo from Edwardsville scouting the Charleston boys basketball team. Because Edwardsville now 2-0, they win that game, they go to the championship, and they didn't post the scores from the games at Lance Arena from this morning, and those games were Paris and Effingham, the first girls game, then Rantoul and Effingham and the boys, assuming Effingham won that game as Rantoul really struggling this year. Tutopolis, T-Town against Decatur, Eisenhower, T-Town coming in very good, And then that was the girls' game and their historic program. And then their boys' team's outstanding as well. A state tournament appearance, I believe it was 3 years ago, taking on a struggling Mattoon team. So leads me to believe that both T-Town and Effingham, 2-0 on the other side of the bracket, perhaps someone at 1-1. You're looking at Effingham, Mattoon, Rantoul, and Tutopolis. What it's going to end up probably happening is Effingham and Tutopolis playing. T-Town beat them pretty soundly earlier this year. So the way it's kind of panning out is if Galesburg were to beat, and they should, a winless Taylorville team, chances are that we'll meet Effingham tomorrow in the third-place game, which would be at 5:45. The Streaks girls going up against a Taylorville team that's 3-9, but you're going to have to shoot the ball pretty well. They gave Charleston a scare last night before Charleston eventually beat them in a close game, 59-53, and then Taylorville came back to win. So Galesburg, if they are able to pull off the victory and move to 2-1, they'd be looking at possibly Decatur, Eisenhower, or Effingham, one of those two teams, in the other third-place game. So the boys and girls would be kind of like the first day, the girls game at 4:30 and the boys at 5:45. So just a possible scenario, at least that's the way it looks right now, that things could happen. Both the boys and girls would have to win their games against Taylorville for that to happen, and both now with 1-1 records in this tournament. Final again, the boys win 62-56. The girls lose 89-83. We'll come back and pick the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game next. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies. I know we just met Trophy, but I love you. You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners. Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, Breed Love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I heart Breed Loves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaun. Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing, Breed Loves will show you the luck. Call 800-314-8337.
I heart Breed Loves.
Hi, this is Jeff and Lori from Kohl's Diamond Gallery.
Some places want to fool you with the illusion of great values, but what they don't tell you is that the quality has suffered dramatically.
Lori and I take a lot of pride in every piece of merchandise in our store. We hand select every diamond, which means you'll never find anything less than the finest quality.
Come and let the Kohl's Diamond Gallery family take care of you. We will make sure you're satisfied with your purchase and guarantee you'll want to visit us again.
Kohl's Diamond Gallery, 54 South Seminary, downtown Galesburg. Forever start here.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision. You did not just
look at that dish. Seared squab with foie gras.
And that thing that just raced by with my appetite.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision.
Foie gras.
Out of collision.
Even when you know you need legal advice, you might find yourself hesitant to contact a lawyer. It doesn't matter how you got where you are. What matters is getting you where you need to be. Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street in Galesburg, and on the web at galesburglaw.com.
Life can be a balancing act. Let me help simplify things. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. At Shelter Insurance, we can insure your auto, home, and life. Let me take care of the business of life so you have time to enjoy it. Find out more at shelterinsurance.com.
This is Jeff Klink at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg, the area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
Pick up the new red WGIL button today at a participating sponsor. For details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
Final word from Baker Gymnasium is clearing the folks out, and all the games in the books here. So they played six, and they played six over at Lance Arena. We'll go back, and then they'll have some second-half games over here. So they just do a little shuffling, the B pool and the A pool. And the opposite pool played their games over at Lance today. So they like to give everybody a chance to play over there at least twice, which is a really, really cool venue. Posted a couple of pictures on the local sports. I don't get a real good look at it, but one of Dalton Davis being guarded by a kid from Edwardsville, and another one, Mickey Rodriguez, taking a ball out of bounds against Urbana. But a really cool venue over there. It seats about 6,000, but it's rather cozy and just a neat, neat place to play. And this is a nice old gym here, built in 1953 for legendary coach Merv Baker here at the home of the Trojans. So we'll go back to the home of the Panthers momentarily. The Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, it's Victor Davis, no doubt about it. Huge numbers 30 points, 15 rebounds after a 15-point, 10-rebound game against Edwardsville. So now at 22.5 points per game in the tournament, not too far off his season average. A little better than 21 points a game. He had 10 rebounds yesterday, 15 today. So he's up there with Will Triggs in the rebounding and scoring leaders in the tournament here at Charleston as he puts together another big game. And saw a little bit of Taylorville against Edwardsville, and they like to shoot the ball from the outside, but I'm not sure they're going to be able to handle the pressure. We'll see how much gas in the tank. Give Galesburg a lot of credit. Not much on the bench, and they were able to expend a lot of energy to get back in the game after a really poor first half in which they gave up 41 points, came back and won the game 62-56, their sixth victory of the season. And finally, a team with a human record, it would seem, not an undefeated team or a state-ranked team, just a pretty good team in Charleston that came out with a real strong first half, but Galesburg stepped it up and then some in the second half. So Victor Davis, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. That's all from here. Baker Gymnasium, we'll head back to Lance Arena, take a little break, and bring you some more basketball. Two more games to come. The Silver Streaks girls against Taylorville at 4:06 will be on the air on WGIL, followed immediately by Streaks boys basketball against the Taylorville Tornadoes of the Central State 8 Conference. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for all of the studio engineering work back at the station. I know a lot of folks involved with that. For Tom Meredith, for Jim Lee, I'm Mike Perry, and we say good afternoon for now from Charleston.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.